This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites on Wednesday, August the 12th. It is a gloomy Wednesday afternoon right here in Taman Tun.
Right.
And I guess the rest of KL as well. My name is Audrey Raj. You meet me in the studio today.
This is Frida Liu. And it's been threatening to rain for the last couple of days. It hasn't happened yet, because we've been getting hot days. So we'll see.
Yes, save us from the sweltering heat, why don't you? On the show today, we're going to be talking about the pandemic workday, or basically your workday today, since the pandemic hit us. Have you noticed a change in your workday since the pandemic? Do you work longer hours? Do you work shorter hours? Are your workdays more flexible so you don't really feel it? Or is it the same as it was pre-COVID? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. There's also a poll on Instagram and on Twitter. At BFM Radio is our handle. Give us your feedback over there as well. So why are we talking about this today is because researchers have compared employee behavior over 2 8-week periods before and after the COVID-19 lockdowns. And looking at email and meeting metadata, the results were quite surprising. So do you think you're logging longer hours during the pandemic workday? Are you stuck in more meetings? Are you sending more emails, Frida?
Yes, definitely. Whether it's work or the other projects that I'm involved in, everybody feels like, it's okay to do things later in the night because, it's a webinar only, ma. It's only we're going to do a Zoom call. So like the lines are blurred, right? So you find that you're actually working longer hours. My laptop is on all the time.
Right. So even for us, because we work on a rotation, a team A, team B rotation over the week, right? Somehow when you're at home, do you feel like you're still logging longer hours?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so when you're at home, it feels a little different. But when you're at work, it also feels, All right. So, well, the results are in from this study. From New York City to Tel Aviv, the pandemic has meant a lot more work. According to the study of 3.1 million people at more than 21,000 companies across 16 cities in North America, Europe, and the Middle East, we log longer hours. We attend more meetings with more people and we send more emails. Just how much more are we working though? So the group calculated the workday lasted about 48 minutes longer. The number of meetings had increased by 13%. Mm-hmm. That's quite significant. And people sent an average of 1.4 more emails per day to their colleagues. So an average of one more email doesn't feel like much, but 13% more meetings. So that doesn't sound like much, but if you're working on a rotation like us, that doesn't feel like it adds up though, right? So, when you're, like I just said, when you're working at home, you feel sometimes you may be, more tired than usual because when you're at home, and working from home, it's just different, right? Yeah, so in some cities like LA and Chicago, the average workday length returned to its pre-pandemic levels, but longer days persisted in New York City, San Jose, and most of Europe as well. And according to one of the professors who was a co-author on this study, people have just adjusted their work patterns and that's why we don't really feel it. We don't feel like we're logging longer hours because maybe you're comfortable at home.
Yeah.
Or maybe you feel like you're just working less in the office, but then you go home and you're still on, right?
Yeah. So like for us, we're still on, but I think like in when you're working from home, you're logged on, right? You're just logged on. You think, oh, there's got to be something on. I got to check on this and everything. So you in case you miss out anything because you're not in your normal workplace, right? Where it's very clear with that transition when I get out of the office, I can shut off, right? Mentally shut off. So you're just on all the time.
Yeah. So what we're asking you today is, have you noticed a change in your workday since the pandemic? Do you log longer hours? Are you working shorter hours? Do you feel like you're working shorter hours? Is your workday more flexible? Or, has it just gone back to pre-COVID days? Are they the same? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. In just a few minutes, we'll be in touch with Hital Doshi from OSIGH to get her thoughts on the study and to see if we are actually feeling the effects of this longer pandemic workday. And just before we go, the study covered North America, Europe and the Middle East. So we want to know what it's like right here in KL in on this gloomy Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, right?
Right. Right, like here in Tamantun. I don't know. Maybe in the city centre it's bright and shiny. I don't know.
Yeah. But just to, you know, take us into our next story. We have A Hard Day's Night from the Beatles, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you if you've noticed a change in your workday since the pandemic. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because there was a study done across of 3.1 million people in more than 21,000 companies across 16 cities, and they found that we are actually working about 48.5 minutes longer every workday. We're attending 13% more meetings, and we're sending an average of 1.4 more emails per day to our colleagues. So during this 2-month time frame that this study was done, there was one part of working during the pandemic workday that did improve. Analysts say that those 13% of meetings that we're attending, those additional meetings were actually shorter.
Which is true.
Some
right?
good news.
You know, because like, I guess when you get into one of those Zoom meetings, let's just cut to the chase. There's no, would you like some coffee? Would you like some tea? How are you? How's the weather? How's traffic? Right? So you get into what our discussion is all about, which is what I love.
Yes. And also, you know, when you're doing these maybe Zoom meetings or video conferences, there's no time for the kueh that's being served as well, right? So following the studies, companies are studying the impact of the forced work from home experiment on productivity, morale of your staff, culture, also costs and other factors to determine how they might modify their practices moving forward. Other analyses are also looking at data found that people were putting in 3 additional hours in the US and logging in at odd hours as well. Like you said, Frida, sometimes you're at home in the evenings and it's just a webinar, it's just a video call, but you're still working at night, right? And people who spoke to Bloomberg News also attributed their harried schedules to childcare demands that are changing, the blurring of boundaries between work and home, and the stresses of an economic recession. So we decided to catch up with Hital Doshi, who is the CEO of OSIGH, to get her thoughts on the study and to see if we are actually feeling the effects of this longer pandemic workday. Hital, let's just start first with your thoughts on this study.
Whenever I look at articles like this that have data, I'm always a little bit of a skeptic because data doesn't mean anything unless we understand the full story. And so we don't have that. However, the article talks about, you know, us working 48.5 minutes longer per day, the number of meetings that we have increased by 13%, and people are sending 1.4 emails per day. This sounds, if I can add some, you know, if I can imagine a background to it, this sounds quite typical when human beings are injected with fear. So I think obviously going through this pandemic injects a lot of fear and uncertainty, coupled together with a lot of change that organizations are going through. So when people are operating from a fundamental of fear, obviously they're not going to have the level of clarity and simplicity. So it is this spike in adrenaline obviously creates a lot more, you know, ways of working, which looks like animals scrambling for survival. So I think that this sounds quite typical of human beings that are going through any kind of change or dramatic transformation. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, this could be a case where it exists in some pockets of organizations, but not all pockets, because when we work with organizations here, it does seem that some pockets, some departments, some people have found a way to work far more simply and are truly enjoying what is going on. Also being a lot more productive and outcome-oriented. Mm. So the thing about data is that it never really gives you the full story. So So I would be a little bit, I would stay a little bit away from looking at the data as the truth of life right now.
Right. So Hetal, do you think people realize or feel the weight of the longer workday?
Yeah, it's like carrying weight. So if we're used to carrying 2 kilos of a weight, and then when we move to having to lift 3 kilos, we can obviously feel that there's added pressure. The weight may not even be extra workload. It could be emotional burden. And so even if the workload hasn't increased, the emotional pressure, burden and weight obviously feels like it has increased. Anyone who says that, especially in the earlier part of, you know, when we found out about COVID-19, if anyone says that they didn't feel any added pressure, they're probably not human beings at all. So, or they're not aware of it, or they're unable to articulate it. Mm-hmm. I think the point of this is that whatever it is that you realize, if there's extra burden, extra weight, whatever it is, it's important to recognize it and consciously design or re-engineer a way forward, because that's the point of pivoting moments like this. The point of pivoting moments like this is for us to pivot, not for us to just unconsciously be shoved into the play that is going on. We need to redesign the game, and we need to decide how we're going to play it going forward. The faster we do it, the better.
Hmm. Hetal, should we be thinking about changing the way we calculate quote-unquote work time during the pandemic and instead focus on deliverables?
I think it's a long time overdue. It's a long time overdue. There has never been a need for any micromanaging with regards to how people or what people should be doing with their time. That just sounds like a complete waste of effort and energy if we were to focus on how you spend your time. The most valuable way of looking at time is with regards to outcomes and intention. So how are we intending to operate our time, and what is the outcome that we are driving, using that time to drive towards? That's obviously the most valuable thing to be doing. And it's not difficult to do. It's really not. The only shift that is required is you need to stop operating from a place of fear. You need to start operating from a place of opportunity. Mm. And I think that requires a lot of leaders to find a level of security that they may never have had in themselves or in their people or in, dreams or goals. They need to start, I think, really having some level of a sense of self-security and self-esteem and self-confidence in really focusing on outcomes and intention.
All right. You know, it's quite a mind game thing right now. Is it possible to work longer but still have a better sense of work-life balance because of the ability to work from home?
I think working longer hours time itself has nothing to do with work-life balance. Work-life balance is a feeling. And the most important thing is to pin down this feeling. What does it actually mean for you? There are many people who work longer hours potentially, but they have crafted out how they want to feel about having a balanced life. And so therefore working longer hours doesn't make a difference for them, because they're able to compartmentalize, or they're able to like integrate whatever it is that they want in there. And the issue about what is going on today is not about work-life balance. It's just about being clear about what we really want from an existential point of view, meaning why do I exist and what does this actually mean for me, and why it is crucial for me to operate in a new way so that I can experience the full extent of what I want to experience in this life that I'm existing in. Mm. So I think the issue over here is not about how much time you spend at work. The issue here is about having this conscious understanding about your existence in life. What does it mean for you, and how you're going to draw up boundaries and design that approach for yourself. And it can be done very easily. This is an issue of, I know it sounds a little bit dramatic for me to say, I think this is an issue of intellectual laziness. This is not an issue of anything else except sitting down and working out what you really want in your life and designing an approach to be able to get there. Obviously getting a lot of support as much as possible to be able to achieve that. I think let's stay away from the blame of having to work longer hours potentially, and let's really, as human beings, sit down and decide what we really want and move forward in that kind of a method.
Right.
Intellectual laziness.
Yes. That was Hital Joshi, CEO of OSYC. So we're asking you, have you noticed a change in your workday since the pandemic? There's a poll on Twitter and on Instagram, and we have a whole bunch of messages, but let's just start with WhatsApp.
All right, here. This is from Yao Yang. He says, I'm a software developer. I spend more time working, actually, but I have more flexibility with chores at home. I'm quite pleased with this and don't mind working more, actually. But I do realize that I'm more shut off from work during the weekends, so it's an overall improvement for me. I'm constantly having to remind myself to work, so mine has gone from work day to work day.
It's motivating himself to work. Also, we've got a whole bunch on Twitter, but we'll do those when we come back. Once again, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll come back with more comments on our topic of the day, as well as a story about women in the workplace. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.